I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. New poverty statistics paint a sobering picture for the state of Alabama. The nonprofit organization Opportunity Alabama recently released their 2016 state poverty data sheet. It reveals more than 900,000 Alabamians currently live in poverty. Though it's an issue across the state, conditions are especially grim in Alabama's Black Belt. In Perry County, for example, nearly half the county's residents live below the poverty line. Christina Scott is the executive director of Opportunity Alabama. She says that won't change until the state's government and business community commit to changing it.
It's about us deciding that we are going to make investments in these communities that have been left behind, because we're better than that as a state. We put men on the moon and we win national football championships. And how can we have such a large geographic area in our state that does not have access to the same level of resources?
In addition to compiling poverty data, Opportunity Alabama works to expand college access and organizes simulations to demonstrate the challenges associated with living below the poverty level. Shoals Pride Fest is underway, and a panel discussion is set to take place this evening on the subject of equality for the LGBT community. Organizers will be joined by members of the University of North Alabama's Department of Sociology and Family Studies. The group will speak and take questions at the Gallant University Center. One subject is likely to be the lack of an LGBT anti-discrimination law in Alabama. Shoal Pride Fest President Benjamin Newbern says the events of last Sunday morning will also likely come up.
Number one, we know that the Orlando tragedy obviously will be discussed. A lot of people are hurting, and this situation is such a universal thing. I don't know what else to call it, frankly. It is so devastating.
Newbern says the Shoals area has been welcoming to his group. The first Shoals Pride Fest last year drew 800 people, and Newbern says attendance for this year's event surpassed that mark yesterday. One of Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore's judicial allies has filed a federal lawsuit challenging what he calls the state's unconstitutional restrictions on judges' speech. Alabama Associate Justice Tom Parker filed his lawsuit against the state's Judicial Inquiry Commission yesterday. The suit challenges speech restrictions and the canons of judicial ethics. Last year, the Southern Poverty Law Center filed a complaint against Parker over remarks that he made on a conservative talk show criticizing the U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage. Parker's lawsuit also challenges the automatic suspension provision that removed Chief Justice Moore from the bench once he was charged with violating judicial ethics laws. Now your forecast.
A few isolated storms on this Thursday, otherwise very hot, will top out in the upper 90s. Heat index over 100 today, and on Friday, middle 90s on Friday. Get a chance for a few scattered thunderstorms for the weekend. Beautiful weather, drier conditions, plenty of sunshine. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.